A new collection of Negro League baseball artifacts has come together in Nashville, and it can only be seen at Robert Churchwell Museum Magnet Elementary, where second and fourth graders run the show. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports on one of just two museums located within the walls of a metro school.
Visitors shuffle along the glass display cases that hold autographed baseballs, vintage posters, and black and white photos.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you tell me about these things?
Welcome to our exhibit. Take me out to the ball game, Negro League Baseball in Tennessee.
Second grader Jayla Fisher holds facts on a sheet of paper, but has it mostly memorized.
This case has a picture of Junior Gilliam. He left Negro League Baseball to play for the Dodgers.
They're learning and we're learning, and it's obvious there's a real sense of pride here.
That's Jeff Wells, a vintage baseball aficionado and himself something of a tour guide. He's the Tennessee State Parks Director of Interpretation. At the school, they stick with the word docent.
A docent is a guide that gives tours.
Can you tell me how you became a docent?
Because I was smart.
That was Darius Black and Tatiana Davis. They're beginners, but Museum Director Becky Werner says they're learning from middle school mentors who stopped by last week for a critique.
And listened to our second graders give their parts, worked on body language, worked on speaking with confidence, making eye contact.
The hands-on learning happens about 2 miles from the new Nashville Sounds Ballpark, which occupies the historic Sulphur Dell Stadium site. The team contributed items to the show, as did local collectors and the State Museum. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.